summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. We have now on the line with us Roshan Padamadan, fund manager from Luminance Global Fund. Julian?
Good morning, Roshan. Now, taking a look into the infrastructural sector of ASEAN, there is a good spot for infra right now, but a very bad patch that the steel sector is going through. I mean, Tata is getting out of UK steel. China is firing about 1.8 million people in the steel and coal sectors. Does this benefit ASEAN in terms of cheaper infrastructural cost?
Hi, good morning. For ASEAN, it's a net benefit because ASEAN has been a steel importing region for quite some time. So the net capacity in ASEAN is way below the demand in ASEAN. So there is tremendous steel consumption in Indonesia, in Vietnam, and Philippines. These are the big consumers in ASEAN. They will benefit from this situation. So Chinese exports will swamp the global steel market. China has 50% more capacity than they need. So the Chinese capacity is about 1.1 billion tons of steel per year. They need about 700 million tons only. So they have massive excess capacity, and they will share the pain with all steel producers across the world. So this will affect large producers in UK. US already has anti-dumping duties on Chinese steel. Brazilian steel companies are also suffering. It's a bit harder to affect Brazil because there is a lot more paperwork, but with a time lag, it is certainly causing pain across the world.
Now, Roshan, talking about anti-dumping duties, there is a lot of that sentiment here in Malaysia to calls to protect the local steel industry. Do you think that looking more ASEAN-wide, will this cheap steel factor be met with more retaliatory measures like anti-dumping?
It's possible. It takes a few months to get that process going. You have to prove that state subsidies exist and so on. In fact, China is slated to become a market economy this year, according to the WTO rules. So unless, I mean, that's kind of like an automatic status, which is quite ironic because Chinese steel sector does get a lot of subsidies from the state. State here doesn't just mean the center. It could be a provincial government or a city-level government. There are different levels of state-owned enterprises in China, and a lot of subsidies do go into that sector, and which is why there is massive overcapacity.
And will cheaper steel costs drive ASEAN governments to increase their infrastructural spending? From what they are already
they
now,
they need. It won't. They may not be able to do infrastructure spending opportunistically. If it was already planned, this is a net benefit. So some of the big benefits would be Indonesia, where they're doing a massive infrastructure push. But just because steel prices are expected to fall, infrastructure is a multi-year project usually, so it's not that suddenly they will build a lot more. So if they already had plans, they could accelerate it or bring it forward. I think the big countries with major infrastructure plans would also include the Philippines, where there's a massive shortage of infrastructure.
Now, Indonesia is actually a very interesting case because they introduced that investment big bang not too long ago. And yesterday they announced that taxes would be reduced to 20% and further cut to 17.5% at the next target. Will this get foreign investors like yourselves excited about Indonesia?
There are opportunities for perhaps private players in some of these projects. These are long gestation projects if you want to participate in the projects. As a public market investor, I'm still wary of getting too much exposure to Indonesia. The currency is structurally weak because of current account deficit, which is structurally always present. So I wouldn't be too excited personally from my fund's perspective, because I still think it's expensive given the opportunity set. I mean, there is a strong opportunity. There will be follow-on effects from infrastructure, but not right now, or not just now, perhaps.
Thank you very much. That was Roshan Padamadan, fund manager from Luminance Global Fund. And now Ibrahim speaks to Joe Quinlan, chief market strategist of the U.S. Trust BOA Private Wealth Management in New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!